106.7 K Jug Country. Good morning. It's Drew along with Chad.
Good morning.
We are waiting for the hotline to ring, Chad, as Mr. Brad Paisley is calling in this morning.
Yes.
Oh, K Jug, hello. Hotline.
Good morning.
Brad Paisley is on the line.
Well, very good.
How about that one, right?
Yeah. I'm so impressed.
Speechless.
Yeah. Hey, cat got your tongue now, right?
Totally.
How are you, Mr. Paisley?
I'm good. How are you guys today? You all right?
Yeah, we're doing really well here. Of course, it's California, so it can't be too bad, right?
Well, I'm envious. It's great to talk to you this time of year, and I love California. So much.
Now, we know that you have a lot of things going on right now. We can't wait for the Brad Paisley Thinks He's Special to go on. And I actually saw a little clip of you and Carrie riding roads, basically.
Well, actually, more like where, you know, roads, who we don't need roads. It's a really good example of the spirit of the entire TV special. That clip and that what happens with Carrie sort of happens with everyone that I have on this TV show. And that's I invite Carrie on a television show that's sort of supposed to be mine, and she upstages me completely and scares the living daylights out of me. That's the TV show in a nutshell, and if you like seeing me look foolish and other people look fantastic, you're going to like this show.
When ABC says, Brad, we want you to have a show, did you know exactly what kind of show you wanted to have?
Well, they didn't say that at all.
They were like, Brad, we don't want you to have a show, but...
I don't know whether they need the tax write-off from the failure. I went to them about a year and a half ago with this idea and said, this is what I think should be on TV. And they took it. I guess, I don't know why, but here we are. And, you know, in the sense that what you have in this show is you've got musical artists that are willing to go on there and play their song and be creative musically, but then also stick around and do funny stuff with me and be a part of great skits that are fun to watch and segments that really you get to, in the process, get to know them better based on their personalities. And you know, from Jonas Brothers, Kelsey Ballerini, Darius, Hootie and the Blowfish, Carrie, Peyton, Tim McGraw, all these people show up really ready to create with me and also make me look foolish, and so it's fun.
Do you like when you get to show the Brad Paisley personality? Because, I mean, you've always had just a great stage personality and TV shows and the commercials, but now you're going to get to show exactly what Brad Paisley is.
Well, you know, I love doing that. I love when I learned a long time ago where I fit in our format or something, and that's kind of being this court jester a little bit, you know, and I love being able to go to somebody like one of these other artists I mentioned. The other thing that was fun was I was able to say to these guys, what do you want to do and on TV? What do you want to sing? And let's do that. And I left it up to each of the artists. Hootie and the Blowfish were like, I said, you know what I think would be great is to go down to Tootsie's bar in the middle of the show, take over the bar real time, and surprise everybody with Hootie and the Blowfish. And Darius was like, let's do it. I think it comes across that everybody was invested in making this their own.
How did you come up with this guest list? How did you pick Hootie and the Blowfish? How did you pick Carrie? How did you pick Kelsey?
These are people that I truly have so much respect for. And, you know, in the case of several of them, these are friends of mine that it wouldn't be the same without. I knew Peyton would be there as long as I said that there was catering.
I'd be there too.
And yeah, right. And also a chance to make me look foolish.
Do you think the Star Wars loving Brad Paisley at 13 years old when he grabbed a guitar on stage that you would be the highlight of an ABC TV special?
Well, you know what's funny is there's a bit in the show where we show little footage of me as a kid and in the monologue talking about that very thing. And in the show, we claim that this has been my goal all along. complete with some doctored footage of me at like 10 years old. But
now, how did you get the name for the TV show?
That's a really good question. I'm pretty sure that happened without my knowledge. We did not know what to call it in the beginning. When we basically got ABC to agree to the show without knowing the name, and somebody threw that out, and I said, you know, I love that, that Brad Paisley thinks he's special. And it really became a theme that runs through the show, complete with Peyton playing sort of the role of a guy there to tell me that I have no business doing this the whole time.
Brad Paisley's on ABC on the 3rd. We cannot wait to see it, Brad. Is this going to end up being an annual TV special?
Yeah, you never know. I don't know. We luckily survived making one of these. It'll depend on if ABC needs to show losses next year.
Brad, thank you so much.
Thank you for talking to me. Appreciate you guys.